In my lesson today, I'm going to deal with the subject of the exiled Christ. Of all the tribulations and afflictions to which one is subjected to in this world, exile from one's country, from one's home, and those that he loved is a thing that touches the innermost fiber of a loving heart. To be forced to leave one's homeland and to find himself severed from those that he loved, and to be obliged to live forgotten and abandoned, is the sad story of exile. Men have risen to the highest pinnacle of glory and honor and respect, have served their countries, their fellow men, only in their declining years were to be periods of imprisonment in some far-off land. But while the exile languishes on foreign shores, there are still some brave hearts in his own land striving to bring him back. So now I want to read from John chapter 1 and verse 11. It tells us that Jesus came into his own, and his own received him not. Then in Matthew the 27th chapter, the Bible says that when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, "Whom will you that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ?" But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. Destroy Jesus? Jesus had done nothing but good. At one place he asked the multitude, "What good deed have I done that you want to kill me?" So let's return our thoughts back to the exile of Christ. Exile by hatred, also by indifference, from countries, from families, and from the hearts of individuals. An exile the harder to bear because of the great eternal love which he lavished upon all mankind. In studying the history of the world, we find among its chapters the story often repeated of the persecution of Christ and his church, the story of the endeavors of people in their representative to exile Christ from constitutions, the passing of legislative measures to have the name of Christ relegated to the notion of a myth or a fable, or at the most, to allow that Christ be called the great man, but never God. From the beginning of Christianity, man, believing in his own powers, tainted with egotism and pride, saturated with the doctrine of materialism, and filled with the desire to place man upon the throne of his heart, has made use of the gift given to him by God to destroy faith in him and to substitute in its place confidence in man alone. Whole countries, by laws which they have passed, have been plunged into the mire of Christless legislation, into the dark pit of destructive humanism, and have been left helpless. Social order, educational systems, morality, and liberty are gradually undermined. When a country lies totally in the hands of godless men and godless government, cultural paganism may produce a race of courageous men. Physical education may produce sanitary men, but not pure men. Intellectual attainment may give us a race a polished gentleman, but not law-abiding citizens. When a nation produces for its own comfort a structure of human values, it must suffer the consequences. It cannot expect to have happiness and peace, which it cannot create. It can give a veneer, a gloss which for a time will satisfy the cravings of our lower passions. It can polish the rough edges of human existence. It can doctor, but it cannot cure. It cannot satisfy the longings of a rational and sane world. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.